Blog Talk Radio.
Innate skills to be successful at,
And so, I mean, for that reason, I mean, I think that everybody needs to take a look at Bazi astrology, not just a passing glance, but to really kind of delve into it and really get a deeper understanding of it. So, again, today's show is titled, though, Can Bazi Astrology Help Me Find My Calling? Now, before we get into that in depth, again, we're always getting new listeners, Brother Sanupara. People might be hearing you for the first time, might be hearing the word Bazi for the very first time. I don't want to assume that people out there actually just know what Bazi are. For those of you that have been following this series with Sanupara, please be patient because there are those that we have to bring kind of up to speed on what actually is Bazi astrology. For those, Brother Sanupara, can you give a brief description of what Bazi astrology is and just how it may differ from other astrological systems?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, without even looking at a system of astrology, we know that we can account for qualities, talents, personality types. We know that there are types that are what we call so-called alpha types, you know, that have, you know, their very leadership, take the bull by the horns, take charge type personalities. Other people can be, you know, romantic and charming and use their guile and persuasion. And others may be cold and calculating, and some are more internalized. All of these are qualities that we know of, we can see in each other, you know. We all know that there are different flavors of approaching life's challenges. Some can be very aggressive, assertive, and confrontational. Others cry and, you know, shy away from confrontation. And we see these qualities in each other, but little do we know that all of these ways about each other, these talents and ways of functioning, are influenced and are expressions of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And thousands of years ago, there were people who had a lot of vitality, a lot of chi inside them, a lot of time on their hands, and they were able to understand the fundamental expressions of energy that we see in all of our behaviors and created a system of understanding what those energies are and how they are expressed. What I mean by that is that every quality, every talent that we have, whether it be the ability to be mathematical, to be analytical, to be spontaneous, to be caring and sympathetic, all of these are qualities that are expressions of energy. And Bazi is a system that helps to articulate each mode of energy and the different ways that they express in our lives. So it's a phenomenal system of understanding how your energy, the energies that make up your personality, how those energies are expressed and organized and how they contribute to your life for better or for worse. Phenomenal system. One that we need every single man, woman, and child to become well-versed in, because once you understand that it takes energy to do everything in life, to meet all of life's demands, then everybody needs to have in their tool belt a system to help them to understand how energy is contributing to their successes and how it's contributing to their failures, their challenges, and their setbacks. And Bazi is a phenomenal objective system that helps us to do that.
Would you use this example, or would this be a good example to describe Bazi? Because if, like you said, not if, but since, rather, Bazi deals with energy, okay? Energy, you can, like an energy map, you can kind of map a person's energy through the use of Bazi. Would it be safe to say that, for example, if that Bazi is an X-ray, if you're looking at an energy body, for example, that Bazi would be an X-ray, and then the other tools, for example, Qigong, for example, if you get the X-ray and you see that your state, your energy state is in a particular state, then looking at the X-ray, the Bazi X-ray, then you could use, if necessary, systems like Qigong or Tai Chi, energy manipulation systems to direct and basically get your energy to a point where it's going to serve you that, so that you can be most successful in life?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, you have two dynamics. You have one, gaining an insight and understanding into how your life force, how your energy body was configured.
Okay.
That's been a driving question throughout millennia, is how and what influences how I am the way that I am. You see?
Yes.
And that X-ray is a good metaphor for understanding what is the underlying dynamic that contributes to why I am the way that I am.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I can say that I am angry, but there could be different underlying configurations that contribute to that behavior.
Yes.
And obviously, anger is not really a good expression. It's not a good way of addressing a particular situation. And yet we have many of us who have tendencies to anger. And to really get an underlying picture is one of the great benefits of Bazi. You know, if I go to the doctor and I say I have a headache, it can be very well dozens of sources that contribute to that headache. I have some other symptom or some other manifestation. I go to the doctor, I have chest pains or I have a stomach ache. There could be many things that contribute to that behavior. An X-ray gives a doctor an underlying objective snapshot or picture of what's happening. And they can say, based on this picture, the source of your behavior is X or Y. There's a fracture here, or there's this issue here, or there's this issue there. And they can address the problem at its source. The same thing happens with energy. We have these ways about us that people just say, oh, that's how I am, because they see a tendency for a person to function a certain way, for better or for worse. You know, some of us just have a knack for saying the wrong things at all the right times. We just have a knack of saying the wrong things at all the wrong times, I'm sorry. You know, and others of us, you know, just have a way of us about relating to people properly, just an innate way. But those ways about us have an energy at their source. So if you have a system like Bazi that gives you an X-ray, an underlying picture of exactly what's contributing to the good or bad about me, then clearly you have a model now to enhance the good and, you know, balance out your energies and get rid of the bad. And that is, in each of us, using a tool and guidepost like Bazi, can really use it to develop and improve our lives. For example, some people may not realize that their energy may be configured to kind of repel or to, you know, interfere with them making money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through no lack of talent, through no lack of interest, just the way their energy is configured and how it expresses interferes and creates setbacks in their ability to make money. And having a tool like Bazi and knowing that will enable a person to address and balance out and address the underlying energy that could be contributing to their income challenges. And those systems are ways of manipulating energy, right, which is the second dynamic. Once you know and have insight into the real issues that are contributing to your life, some people look for relationships. They're like, I can't find a good man or a woman, not even understanding that their energy could be configured to make that challenging. And how they express themselves, you know, what they attract to themselves. They always attract the wrong kind of something, and they don't even know that Bazi can help them to balance out their life force to attract the right kind of suitor to themselves. So getting that insight is one step in the battle. It's a very important step. And then there are other things that we do once we know what those energies are that need to be cultivated. Then you have to have a way of cultivating that. And we have a wide cadre of tools, resources that we have been blessed by our ancestors to know exactly how to fix these problems. One thing is, what's the problem? And the other thing is, okay, what do I do about it? And that's where things like Qigong, where, you know, you're manipulating energies, right? You're using, you know, gentle exercises to manipulate and direct these energies within us to balance them out, enhance them, right? You have things like meditation, diet therapy, you know, color therapy, gym therapies, you know, all of these different mechanisms that we can use to manipulate, modify, and adjust energies within us. Many of us can attest to, you know, getting acupuncture to, you know, manipulate the energies within us to help and have phenomenal benefits to our body, our health, our mental performance and acuity, etc. So all of these different tools become ways of adjusting your energies, correcting and balancing, you know, issues and imbalances and you know, blockages, etc., in these channels of energy to help them to express themselves properly in our lives. But it all starts from having insight into what's going on with me, and Bozzy is that phenomenal tool that helps us with that.
Everybody, my special guest today is Brother Sanu Parag Kebbaranc. And if you'd like to make a comment or ask a question, if you're listening online, all you have to do is dial 347-324-5727 and press 1, and I can bring you on board and you can ask your question or make your comment. Again, that's 347-324-5727. My name is Juwanza, and you're listening to Juwanza for Life. Brother Sanu Parag, as we've titled this show, Can Bozzy Astrology Help Me Find My Calling? Again, Can Bozzy Astrology Help Me Find My Calling? So if we could right here, just to make a distinction, because the word calling is used in some systems, and so that, you know, we make the distinction between the way it is, you know, normally used in certain systems. For example, you might have heard that, you know, that young man or that young woman has got a calling on their life. Okay, so when we're talking about calling in the context of Bozzy, could you please, you know, explain how you're using this term so, again, it's not confused with the way it might be traditionally used in certain systems?
Absolutely. And I'm very glad that you mentioned that, because I want to make sure that we're all on the same page and really understanding the genius of how Bozzy can really help us with our careers. You see, it's very important to understand the role that expertise has, right? If I were to see a 6-7-year-old prodigy type, you know, gets on the piano and, you know, just, you know, learns prolifically, you know, as a little kid and is in the, you know, you go on YouTube and you find these videos, little kid walks into a music store and just sees a piano there and just starts playing some very complex classical musical piece. And we say, oh my gosh, that kid has such great talent, you see?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's very important that, you know, when we look at careers, to understand the role that expertise, the ability to really perform at a very high expert level. It's a very important thing for our career, right? We can have a lot of time that we devote to activities that is very difficult for us because of talent to develop expertise in. And yet there's other areas of our lives that we have great ability and talent to be cultivated, you know, to perform in a career capacity. See?
Yes, sir.
So a lot of times, you know, we look at that person, a child or, you know, a person and say, you know, wow, this person has just got a gift. They just got a calling to sing. Or, you know, you see a little 3 or 4 year old and all they do is dance around the house. You say, oh, that child's got a good gift or talent or passion for dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the dynamics that we look at from an astrological standpoint, is really having an objective way of looking at talent. Because it's really talent that that is the differentiator, that is the game changer, that is what we express to excel, to be great at a career, to be great at what we do with our lives. Isn't that so?
Yes. Yes.
And then the other thing that we look at is passion. You know, if there is an interest, you know, some people look at a calling to kind of reflect having great passion and enjoyment for and satisfaction for
yes.
what we do, because it is definitely noticed and observed that, you know, if a person enjoys what they do for a living, if it's not a you know, a chore or something they'd rather not do, then there's a great potential for that passion to help mobilize that person's development to excel, right? If my job is not a job, if my job is just fun that I do to make money, if it's something that I enjoy and get satisfaction from, then that would be something that passion alone is an engine that helps propel my success and development, right? So we have talent on one hand and passion on the other hand. But these things need objectivity for their expression because, you know, I don't know about you, but I've watched many of an audition show of people that had great passion to sing. and they got up to audition and somebody more objective than maybe a mother or a father should have been mm-hmm. the one to tell that child, maybe you should spend your time and energy elsewhere.
mm-hmm.
Because the talent was not there. There have
right.
been many of us who have had great passion for a particular career interest and then, you know, put effort into many years into pursuing that interest only to find that, you know, we struggle greatly, that many others perform much better than we did. And this was after several years of investing time and energy into cultivating a pursuing of career direction. I have many people come to me for consultations for career changes because they went to school for some 8, 10, 12 years and pursued media degrees only to find out that they had maybe the aptitude to pursue a degree, and then they got into the field and realized that they were not satisfied, that it wasn't rewarding for them, that there was aspects of that career that they did not have interest in. And those are what I'm talking about when I refer to your calling. Because, you see, for us to excel, we are in a world where, from a career standpoint, the game is changing. No longer are we competing for the jobs. Everyone has to make a living. Every single person within the sound of our voice has to make a living. We don't live in the kind of social structures where many of us are gifted a career to meet some role that is fulfilled in society, and we don't have to worry about earning a living, right? All of us have to go to school, we have to learn some skill, trade, talent, profession, and then we trade our expertise to earn a living. And hopefully we can excel at that so we can make a good living, to be able to have the intelligence to position ourselves for a comfortable life. You see that? And that takes expertise. That takes talent that has been cultivated for many years. Just the world, the climate that we will be looking to establish ourselves in is now global. Many of us have been working for companies and lost jobs because those jobs went overseas, or they were competing now with many other people all over the world, right? You know, we are living in a world that is more interconnected than ever before, and we have to realize that that also affects our careers. That affects the kind of marketplace that we're competing for jobs, or even to establish ourselves as businesses. Even if we are entrepreneurial, our marketplace is now global. You can open up a website and, you know, and reach a global marketplace, you know, with a very small investment compared to any other point in our history. So never before then today, in today's workforce, in today's global marketplace, never before has it been so important to develop expertise, to be able to put something in place for your career that has you stand out from the crowd. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You see? And to stand out for the crowd, you need to have a way of investing your time for a significant amount of years, of a significant amount of time, develop expertise to make sure that your passion is well-placed and your talent is well-placed. And that's what we mean by calling, and that is why I wanted to show people how Bozzi is such a phenomenal tool for that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And, you know, as I'm listening to you, I'm just I'm seeing it's I mean we're kind of we're narrowing it, you know, so people we understand the people that are listening. We're talking about again careers, and again you need to make a living. So we're talking about making money, you know, as opposed to just, you know, this broad thing. You know, we're talking about, you know, making your passion and your talent together with the energy configuration, finding that energy configuration that can help you tailor make your focus so that you actually go into a career that can enhance your ability to sustain yourself and make money in this world so that you can survive, correct?
Absolutely. And it's not so much just about money, right? Mm-hmm. I want to really make this point clear, because unfortunately we live in a society where the society at large defines the value for certain type of skill sets. You understand?
Yeah.
I want to talk more about being able to make a difference in whatever you choose. Let's understand what I mean by that, right? If I have athletic talent and I can shoot a basketball, society dictates that the entertainment that my athleticism develops, the entertainment that my skill set produces, is worth millions of dollars. And yet if I'm a genius, if I'm exceptionally talented at teaching, maybe less money, you see? If I'm a doctor, if I'm a lawyer, if I have legal talent and medicinal talent, society places a value on that skill set. So it's not just so much the money in and of itself. It's what is my talent configuration really to configured to allow me to make the biggest impact? Because I tell you, a teacher might have a capacity of, you know, 80,000, 50,000, 60,000, 120,000, depending on its positioning. However, can society improve by having great teachers?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. See, there are many different roles. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Can I jump in here and just
sure,
ask a quick question?
Sure.
Well, let's say then somebody who you take a teacher, we'll take that example, and let's say you have a teacher that might consider, now they got into teaching for the right reasons because they wanted to make an impact, but they found that teaching wasn't really the vehicle through which that they were able to really sustain themselves. You know, their outgo may have been more than their income, and so now they actually decided that, you know, maybe I need to find another profession. But they were a good teacher. They were actually making an impact with the kids. The kids loved them and everything, and, you know, they hated to leave the kids. But with Bazi, would that energy configuration, if they're in fact a good teacher and they are in fact making a an impact, show that X-ray would then show that they did have the propensity or the skill set or the, you know, if not even the passion, in this case they do have the passion, but it would show that they have what is necessary to be a good teacher just based on their energy configuration. But maybe just the fact that, and I assume, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that maybe being a good, having the skill set to be a good teacher, that maybe they went into a field of teaching that maybe did not allow for them to make the type of money that matched the lifestyle that they wanted to live. You know, because let's say, for example, you have somebody's energy configuration and it says that they would be a great teacher. You know, they have the mentality, they have the patience, they have everything that it takes to be a good teacher. But this teacher wants to live a particular lifestyle. And maybe, let's say, $70,000, $80,000 a year, while for some they would love to make it, for this particular individual, it's just not affording them the lifestyle that they need. Now, they have the skills to teach. Should that mean then that they should maybe just find another avenue of teaching, and maybe instead of teaching third grade, you know, where they're getting paid what they're paying, maybe use that skill in another form of teaching that will in fact allow them to live the lifestyle that they're trying to live. Again, keeping in mind that it's just not about money, but like you mentioned, making an impact. But, you know, I've heard many times that a lot of teachers are underpaid. You know, there's been debates why, for example, ball players make so much money and teachers make so little. So in that particular, you know, context, and if they have the skill to teach, then if that's where their forte is, they love to teach, they have the patience to teach, they have the aptitude to teach, maybe they need to just find another avenue in which they can utilize those skills.
Bazi is a phenomenal objective tool to help each person find and position themselves to have the most rewarding career.
Okay.
Bazi is an objective tool that helps each of us to find a rewarding career.
Okay.
That has three ingredients. On one hand, it ensures us that our passion is well-placed because there are people that have interest for careers that the way their energy is configured, they will not be able to excel. That's a fact that we've seen. Without seeing Bazi, we've seen many people passionate about the wrong kinds of things. And if they had a tool like Bazi, they would save themselves, you know, a lot of years of investment. You know, who wants to put 15, 20 years into the wrong thing and figure that out later in life, right? Number two, talent. To know that they have the talent, to verify and know that the talent that they are configured with matches where they're going to be us investing their time to develop, right? And number three is to know how the energy is configured to help them position themselves within that career. And that third ingredient helps us to not just say, okay, I want to find the career where I'll make the most money. Because that's why I mentioned rewarding and making your impact, because society overall, that has nothing to do with the person. Society defines value in many ways for the different roles. Society says, look, I want more programmers and technical people so that they can build industry, industrialization, and build factories and, you know, computer technologies and mobile applications. So we're going to make sure there's a lot of incentive to have people with those kind of skill sets doing that. And they place the high value on that versus other types of roles, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want people to, this is every single man, woman, and child can see the value about that Bazi places in their career. You know, you may choose a career like teaching, for example, that may be less rewarding than, let's say, programming. But in that career, you'll be able to use Bazi to see if, although you've chosen the right career, you haven't positioned yourself in a way where it can be most rewarding. There are people who have the aptitude for lawyers, let's say. They have it clearly in their chart to be a lawyer, but they're better suited to own their own law firm versus working for one of the big corporate law firms. There are many lawyers who went to law school, had the aptitude to get a degree, went into the corporate law firms and were not rewarding, were not satisfied. You see, there are many, I've counseled through the Bazi system, I've done analysis sessions with people who could have gone to any law school they wanted to and became a public defender. Although it made less money, they were much more rewarded by that and passionate about the work that they did there. You see that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that is what I wanted to focus people on, because you can see where the passion should be placed. You should see where the talent resides and how it should be positioned to maximize your success. And very few other things that I've ever come across do that very well. You see that point up? Because, you know, there are studies out there that have shown that to develop expertise in any kind of subject matter, that you invest about 10,000 or more hours in that profession. If you study the kind of profiles of people that have been very successful, I mean, you go out there, you look at the Beyoncés of the world, the Kobe Bryants of the world, you name it. And whatever endeavor that they went into, these were people that invested hours upon hours into honing their craft and their talent. Little do we want to, none of us want to invest so much time into something where the talent is not there, where we're not going to position ourselves properly within that career, right? If you're going to, you know, so in other words, our careers in the kind of climate that we're living in, this global marketplace, our careers is very important for us as parents, as people choosing careers, to know as early as we can, where should we invest our time? Where should I, which career should I choose? I have these different things that I like. I like to draw, I like to paint, I like to color, I like to dance, whatever, right? I have these things, which should I cultivate, you know? Mm-hmm. And maybe I have a passion for something that really I should use extracurricular, but not necessarily to pursue for a career, you know? Because, you know, unfortunately, a lot of times our passion misguides us, right? And that's something that as we go deeper into the Bazi system, we can see. But we know that for expertise to be developed, that at least 10,000 hours should be put into something. And we go to school for, what, some, you know, 10, 12, 15 years to develop a particular direction. And it's very important for us to really know that there is a way to pick, choose something where there will be the biggest reward, the biggest impact in terms of how we position ourselves, and the talent to stand out from the crowd. Bazi does that for us.
You know, if we could for a moment make another distinction, because you have people, again, we're talking about Bazi and careers. Can Bazi help me find my, can Bazi and careers, can Bazi help me find my calling? Now, there are people who are working on jobs that they have had for years. I mean, you might take somebody that's working, I don't know, I mean, just any job, pick one, but they would hate to think that this job that they're going to every day is their career, you know, because, you know, when you think of career, you think of something higher than a just a regular 9 to 5. You know, when you think of a career, you think of something that you actually might have gone to school for, you know, got a degree in. You know, but there are a lot of people out here that have not gone to college. There are a lot of people that out here that might be listening to this show that will not go to college, you know, have no desire to go to college, and but they're working a job. But this whole thought of a career, they might hate to think that whatever it is that they're doing right now, that this would be a career. So if we could just distinguish for a moment between a job and a career. Because there are people that have jobs today, and they might be going to school for their career, you know. And you might have people that have jobs today that might not even be considering going to school, but they're hearing this show, and they might say, well, listen, brother, if they could ask the question, I'm going to ask the question for somebody out there. Okay, listen, brother, I'm working a job, okay? It's not what I would want to be my career. I've never even really thought about a career, quote, end quote. How can Bazi help me if I've never even thought about a career per se, but, you know, I tuned into this show because it was advertised, you know, how can Bazi Astrology, you know, help me find my calling? And I want to find my calling. You know, I want to know what would be the best avenue for me to take so that I can be successful, so that I can be rewarding. You know, I can have a rewarding career, and I can be of service and make an impact. How can Bazi help a person in that situation?
Yeah, see, again, it comes down to the essence of those three ingredients, right? And we see this within the Bazi community from analyzing thousands of charts to see that many people end up in a career, meaning doing something for 10, 15, 20 years to make a living. Because ultimately, the way our society is structured, you got to do something to make a living, right? Mm-hmm. Unless you just got millions in the bank or something, and you've maybe got an inheritance or something, we've all, which you can see in the chart, by the way, right? But we all have to do something to make a living. And you'll have many people who choose something just because, you know, they had to do something, and, you know, they happened into a particular thing, and They just kept doing it. They couldn't get jobs doing nothing else. They built some experience and did that. And then you'll find that they'll be doing something else on the side, you know, because there's a passion there, because there's a talent there. Or they'll have this interest that they didn't act on because they did something else. And then finally, later in life, they came and confirmed, look, can I change this career? I've always wanted to do X. And they did X, and they excelled at it. You know, I've had stories of people who, you know, drove a truck for 10, 15 years and then decided, you know what, I'm going to pursue this passion in music. And they did, and next thing you know it, they are running a major music hall or performing in symphonies or, you know, because they had the talent there. You know, even athletes, there are many athletes who started off, you know, doing one thing and then they had this passion and talent that they discovered later on in life and something else, and they pursued it and were able to ascend prolifically. You know, my message is really that, you know, to let the audience know, there's a way of objectively knowing and discovering what that is or what it should be in your life and in the life of others. You see? The money about it is something different, right? You know, in other words, making, finding a rewarding calling, a passion, an area of life that we should devote our lives to does not have to necessarily be connected to what will be rewarding. We can learn how to use Bazi to position us to do it, because sometimes we can, the area that we're most will be most rewarding and impactful to society may be one that society values lesser than others, right?
True.
Or maybe I need to do my work in this area, but the way my energy is configured, I'm going to have challenges finding the right opportunities in that. Nevertheless, this is where my genius resides. This is where my talent resides. And the most important thing is positioning people where they have the ability to make the biggest impact. Because I tell you, there are many people who are teaching who really maybe don't need to be teaching, let's say, right? You know? Or they're doing some job that they do just to make money, but is not, they don't have that passion there, or they don't have that talent there. And at some point, we have to really acknowledge the society impact of that. People out of their position, out of their roles, there's a form function piece here that we all could benefit from if we all had a measure, a tool, an objective way of working with. Imagine guidance counselors in high school, right? Because most people, if they didn't have parents or people in their lives that were very proactive at an early age of cultivating them, right? Beyonce, for example, she was at a very young age able to accumulate her 10,000 hours to develop her expertise because she was blessed to have a father that helped and knew how to cultivate that talent. She had the talent, though, passion, but she also had somebody in her life to help show her how to cultivate that. But many others, you know, in high school or some point in life, maybe heading into college, is when maybe a guidance counselor or someone says, all right, let's try to figure out what you're going to major in. Let's try to figure out what you're going to do with your life if you haven't figured out that already. And wouldn't it be wonderful if teachers, parents, counselors, advisors had an objective tool to use very early in everyone's life or at any point in anyone's life to say, here's where your talent lies. If I was a parent and my child had an interest in soccer, wouldn't it be nice for me to know that, oh, yes, there's some talent here, but the way it's configured, this person will be often injured. So they can cultivate that talent, only to be a struggling athlete, often injured and struggling to make ends meet, as opposed to directing that energy in another direction. The body chart can tell us that. The body chart can tell us, look, here is a child that will have musical talent, but that talent, this child will struggle to perform. So best that that talent be expressed this way instead of expressing it that way. Else, can you get an objective tool to give you that kind of insight? Yes, go ahead. We endorse you. Be the lawyer, but make sure you pursue your own private practice. Don't go work for the bigger corporations, because the way you work in that field, you will not be rewarded by it. You'll waste a lot of your time and energy, and you won't get the satisfaction you think you may need. You see that? And that's what I'm saying. You know, that to have that kind of intangible, detailed picture of what I need to invest my time and energy into, especially early in my life, is phenomenal, especially if you can then now use that as a guidepost to develop and hone your craft and skill set very early often. If I was a person going, and I knew you through my body, I was confirming, listen, I need to be a performer. I have the talent to perform. But then now I can also develop my intangible skills around performing. Or if I knew I was supposed to be a graphic designer, but I can develop my skills for working as a freelancer as opposed to being a corporate design professional. If I knew that from early on, what value would that have to improving our society if we had such a tool? You see, this science was rooted by our ancestors trying to figure these things out, to know that genius, talent, expertise cultivated and honed in people from very early on was one of the great things, the great skills that God has endowed us with learning. If you do not have to stumble, to wonder, to hit and miss, to play Russian roulette, to pull the, to, you know, spin that little chamber and pull the bullet and hope. Well, you know, that's a kind of negative metaphor, but you understand what I'm saying? We don't have to roll the dice and play chance and risk and gamble with the business of our careers. And that's what many of us are doing, absent of these tools of objective and infallible insight. We are playing Russian roulette with our lives, and the consequence of that is we're choosing careers that are not rewarding for us. We're investing. How much is the college education? How many thousands of dollars do we put into pursuing college education? Or even preparing, you know, having our children go into college without the proper preparation for performing in, you know, in the college environment, right? Like, how much money could we save if we had a tool to help us to make sure that money is impactful? And after seeing dozens and dozens of people give testimonials to saying, you know, I was about to major in this profession and I chose this other profession. I am now averaging a 4.0 in college and I owe that to Bazi. Thank you so much. I'm realizing that it's the time for us to put the message out there that there's a tool, a Bazi, a way of looking at Bazi to help us choose a career that will be the most rewarding. And that rewarding is making sure that our passions are well-placed, making sure that our talent is well-positioned, and making sure that we position ourselves in the career in the way that will be the most rewarding. And I use rewarding not just to talk about money, but to talk about impact, because the money piece is not really always about the individual, because society plays a role at some point, hopefully seeing that this dynamic, once we have a tool where many people can impact this dynamic, then hopefully we can even position some people that are responsible for helping to define value for these positions to say, hey, let's rethink this a little bit. Why is a nutritionist who helps prevent illness making less money than a person who can hit a tiny baseball? Let's look at that. You see, you know, there are record level salaries being earned in movie, in ability to entertain, to act, in ability to hit a ball or to shoot a basket or to catch a football. Why? Because overall, society values entertainment. Entertainment is a societal piece that, based on how our scale of values are cultivated, what we value and cultivate in people, entertainment is valued even more than people who knew how to do marriage counseling. even more than people who knew how to help prevent illness, even more than people who know how to teach and inspire the minds of young children. That's something that goes beyond an individual. That's all of us coming together and reflecting and reevaluating the value systems that our society cultivates. But beyond that, every one of us can benefit from being positioned in a way where we can be more impactful, where we can, you know, by extension, make the most money or have the biggest reward, meaning that I might be destined for a career where I can teach, but if my teaching is the area where I can develop my talent and passions and inspire hundreds of children to pursue and learn exceptionally well, to develop the educational models of tomorrow, because, see, children are learning much differently today than they did in yesteryear. Anyone who can see that children learn differently, their brains are developed differently, they're getting into the educational system with different kind of things. You know, back in the day, you know, kids read a lot. Now they, from time before they even get into the school system, they have several years of video games, several years of stimulation from, you know, high-colored, high-impact movies and cartoons that are fast-paced moving, and then they get into the educational system, and they need people with passion, people with talent, to say, oh, let's reevaluate how we educate these children. Imagine if people who looked at Bazi and learned Bazi went into the educational system and had a talent for it and said, let's take this educational system and design curriculums that put into account the different energies that the children have. Because the Bazi influences how children approach education. And teachers know that because they know that there's some kids that, despite being exposed to the same information, grasp that information differently, meaning they have different talents for the different subjects. There's some kids who tend to underachieve and others who tend to overachieve. And all of that is visible within the Bazi. But there's talent and passion that teachers can have and be positioned where they can be rewarded, have a rewarding career, and have a great impact on society regardless of what they'll make over their career. And that is what Bazi is. People don't necessarily have to come to Bazi to say, okay, which career can I make the most money in, right? But they can come to Bazi and say, you know, this is the career where you be best positioned to be rewarding throughout your whole life. And I think that will also improve health, that will also improve, you know, the satisfaction of people. If you're in the career that you enjoy and that you know that you're making a good value to society, I think we all would be much better off knowing that information and how to find that out in an objective manner.
Everybody, my special guest is Sanu Parah Keparang. We're talking about Bazi and careers. Can Bazi astrology help me find my calling? Brother Sanu, we've got a few minutes left, and I think that now would be a good time to even just talk about how just the way things have been presented to us in the West, for example, even as it relates to careers and the word purpose, end quote, quote, purpose, end quote. People have stated that whatever you are passionate about the most, whatever you find your most passionate about, that is your purpose. Not even taking into consideration the other two components that you mentioned, you know, talent and impact. Just whatever you're most passionate about, whatever you would do for free is what your purpose is. And many people have gone down that road thinking that, oh, okay, that makes sense to me. Okay, whatever I'm most passionate about, whatever I would do for free, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. And they pursue that, not even considering or taking into consideration the other factors that you mentioned. And I think it's very important, and thank you so much for even adding those other components for the listeners that are listening. It's not just about what you're passionate about. Like Sanu, you gave an excellent example of somebody that you might see on one of the talent shows or whatever. They're very passionate about it, and their parents are, you know, very biased when it comes to their children, but obviously, you know, they get up there and they don't display a talent for that. So again, when you talk about Bazzi and careers, again, everybody, I want you to go back and listen to this show again, okay? Because there's a lot of very, very powerful information that Brother Sanu Perah has shared. We're all trying to find our way down here. You know, we're all trying to, you know, find a way that we can. I don't think there's anybody that would say, I don't want to make an impact. You know, I've never met anybody that says, I don't want to make an impact in anybody else's life. I think we all want to make an impact. I have not met anybody that says, no, I would not like to do what I'm passionate about doing. We would all like to do what we're passionate about doing. And although, like you mentioned, it's not all about the money, would you talk about, though, what role that, if any, that the wealth cycle plays in this discussion as we're talking about Bazzi and careers? Again, keeping in mind that it's not all about the money, but when having a gauge to measure whether or not you're being successful in a particular career, because a person could be in the right career, I would imagine, please correct me if I'm wrong, that they could be in the right career, they could have the passion, they could have the talent, and what they've chosen to do could make an impact. So then if it's not about the money, and then you would have to look at impact as being, or some other form of reward, if in fact somebody says, okay, let's say they say, okay, I want to go to school for such and such. I did my Bazzi reading. It says that I would be good at it, okay? But now their wealth cycle might not be for another 5 years or 2 years or 3 years. If, and they're trying to make a living, you know, mm-hmm. at this thing. So, and I guess Bazzi would, that x-ray would have shown them this when they, if they consulted this to determine whether or not this would be a field that would be a good endeavor for them to pursue.
Absolutely. And I must say that on one hand, you know, I'm very blessed to have such a wise, teacher and guide in my life as Dr. Ron F. Amin has been, and to take his approach to learning the foundation of this system. And I've also been blessed to know that I can meditate and reflect on these concepts, right? Because, you know, you know, that has been the foundation to a product of my approach to Bazzi, which is really understanding, you know, the God angle to it. You know, I'm very biased in that I'm a very religious person. You know, I'm very much interested in how things connect to God. And I have to say that as a quick aside, because these systems were not just designed in a vacuum. They weren't conceived in a vacuum. And little do we know that despite these being phenomenal systems, I must say that many of them haven't reached their full potential because the way they've been presented to the world has taken out the fact that these were systems that all integrated into one phenomenal way of developing our relationship with God, with that unseen intelligence that has put these systems in place to give us infallible guidance. It's important for us to know that God intended for each man, woman, and child to be successful. Mm-hmm. You see, and when we talk about developing your expertise, when we talk about knowing how to develop your talents, knowing what to do with your life, that is a very important aspect of helping you to succeed.
Yes.
To know, okay, don't bark up that tree. To know, no, wait a minute now. You know, if you marry this person, here are the challenges that you're going to have. Okay, you have to marry them? Okay, great. Now you have a tool for your compassion. Oh, you want to choose a career? Okay, this is, you're going to have a passion for this career, but be careful. Don't bark up that route, you know? And Bazzi does that for each and every person. And it's through my meditation that I've been able to look at those three ingredients, because, you know, it's the passion, it's the talent and how to position that, and it's how do I position it, right? The chart will tell us that in an objective and infallible, meaning infallible, meaning because it's based on science, principles of science and the interrelationship of how energies interact, we can predict with great accuracy and give you information to help you make decisions that are based on not opinion, not based on feelings, but based on something far more trustworthy. For example, you gave the example of somebody who may be in the right career. Well, guess what? That third ingredient of positioning themselves in a way that's most rewarding will tell them, look, your chart suggests, based on this, the energy cycles in your chart, you may tend to be a late bloomer. We know that there are people who come into the sweet spot, the essence of their, who get it together later in life. Mm-hmm. Some people get it together very early on in their teens, they're willing and dealing, and others just as clueless as they want to be. You see that? and it's okay to know that in your chart, and this is a great foundation that we are blessed and thankful that there were men and women who devoted their lives to developing these kind of systems and connecting it to God to really be able to know that early in our lives. And it's a very important first step that we're taking, is to say, no, here's where the talent is, here's where you need to focus your energy and develop yourself. But it goes beyond that, because I may not have the talent for mathematics, but mathematics is something that society values at different levels. It is one of those fundamental skills that we want everybody to have, because you don't want to have to go to your friend and say, look, count my money for me, right? So we're all given mathematics, the basic fundamental level of mathematics skills, where everyone is expected to know that. Years ago, not so much, but now it's a skill. But what if you don't have the talent for that? Wouldn't it be wonderful to have a system to know exactly what energies you can cultivate to develop talent? Mm-hmm. Because in our educational system, they don't necessarily know how to develop. And I'm not knocking anybody. This is not a venue for me to criticize. This is a venue for me to open up topics of conversation so that we can all reflect on them, share our thoughts together. But if you really think about it, our educational system doesn't necessarily teach us how to develop the talent that's already there. And if the talent is not there, it teaches us how to place labels to separate them. We call them special needs, this and that, the other. We got all these different labels that we put on people that really need to cultivate talent. I've seen people who had trouble writing, young children, young teenagers who came to get Vise consultation, and we gave them, prescribed them strategies to address the underlying talent, and they got A's where they used to be getting C's. Or they sit down to write an essay and they would get quote-unquote writer's block every time they sat down to write any kind of essay. And we gave them strategies to deal with the energies, and they were able to, excel or to improve in their writing ability. Because the talent, once you know that every type of talent, every type of expression has an energy governing it, then you can actually cultivate that energy to improve your performance. Mm-hmm. That's mind-boggling. What a revelation. I'm sorry for being so excited, but this is where my passion is. Because imagine if in school, we went to learn mathematics and we knew, okay, these were the energy that govern mathematics, and we started our school day doing, Qigong and different things to cultivate that energy instead of labels. Imagine if we did that. Oh, what a phenomenal world. So it's not just that we have this way of knowing what is the way for a career, to identify and confirm our talent, how to passion it, and confirm that the passion, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. It's not just that we need to identify the talent that we need to cultivate, the passion that we need to have in that, and then the positioning to make sure that we're most rewarded, but it's also to know that there's a system where we can actually cultivate the foundation energies behind those talents in the first place. Talent is not just an expression in careers. I might not have the talent to be romantic, and I might need to be romantic to save my marriage. Who knows? Wouldn't it be wonderful to know that there's a system that can do that? And that's what's so phenomenal. That's what's so mind-blowing to me about this system is that it is here we have this packaged, well-designed, proven system developed over thousands of years by great minds that can give us such guidance. And yet many people before they came to this recording never heard of it. Oh, my gosh. You see? And
wow.
I tell you, one last point. You see, back in
take your time, brother. I know you're passionate.
I'm sorry. I'm inspired here. Back in antiquity, we had we took it a step further, because it's not just that we knew how to develop and balance your energies for the optimal expression of your life force. It's not just that we knew how to cultivate talent so that you can knew how to cultivate the talents of math, or to be analytical, or to be imaginative, or to be accommodating or empathetic. All of these are skill sets that play out in our careers, that play out in our lives. That's the foundation level. We took it a step further, and we knew exactly how to cultivate genius. Imagine coming across somebody who, inside their own mind, within a few seconds, could add, multiply, or divide, you know, numbers, 3, 4, 5 digits. You know, they could do it in their head in a fraction of a second. And we saw that person, we said, oh, that person has a genius for math. That's wonderful. And if a person happened to be born configured in that kind of way, what a beautiful thing to have. But what if the energy behind that genius, there was a clear, scientific, proven, infallible way of developing that genius? What if you knew that there were things that you could do to cultivate that genius level expression of your talent? Wouldn't it be wonderful to know that? Ah, and we have that science. These are systems proven that are in our disposal and our gifts, because the talents that we are expressing are all different aspects of each and every one of our beings. All of these talents are different expressions. Every single one of these geniuses resides in each and every man, woman, and child. We are all endowed fundamentally with the capacity, the potential to be ingenious in math, to be ingenious in parent raising, to be ingenious in musical expression. Oh, but see, we're just not all configured to do that, because if we just went by that, everybody would be trying to become a basketball player. We have no doctors. and we know that everybody is born with all these different configurations that are intended for us to be able to have ingenious level expressions in different aspects of life, so that society as a whole benefits and can take itself forward instead of taking steps backwards. If we had people that knew they had an ingenious for engineering and agriculture and dealing with nature and animals or whatever, wouldn't it be wonderful if we can position ourselves in a way that we can make the best impact on society? And that is why I'm talking about, Bazi, as it pertains to our calling, because I'm talking about how can we identify that area of life where we make our biggest impact. And I must say respectfully, my dear beloved brother, Jawanza, and my dear sister, Queer Chester Tier, you are not doing this beautiful, wonderful show because you're making $1 million from it yet, right? But people who go to your archives, who see the shows that you've put together, who sees the value of the information that your passion and talent has delivered, can benefit from that for years to come. And what if you can yourself even get a Bazi career to show how it can be a Bazi analysis, to show how you can position yourself in doing this communications-based career to even enhance and reach a bigger audience, make a bigger value, and maybe even make some good money? What a phenomenal thing. And Bazi gives us that X-ray vision into each of our life force to tap into it, know how to harness it, how to enhance it, for our betterment and our greater performance and the value that we can get out of our lives. That's why I'm so passionate about this system, and that's the message that I wanted to carry today so we can all consider taking a look at Bazi to improve and enhance our career. Even if we're in the career that we're supposed to be in, we can benefit from Bazi to help take a look at that career and see how we can take it to the next level. Sorry for being so expressive, but that's my passion.
I feel you. I mean, not only is it your passion, brother, it's your talent. And you're making an impact, and I'm sure it's rewarding, you know. So I want to thank you, brother, because this information is very, very powerful. It's something that I encourage the listeners to go back to the archives and listen to it again. And again and again, and as always, I state that if you know somebody that you personally feel could benefit from this information, please share this link with them. You're listening to it. It was no accident that you heard it. Okay, your spirit brought you here, and having now had an opportunity to sit and learn more about an aspect of Bazi astrology that we're all interested in. We're all interested in finding out what our calling is. We're all interested, if we don't know, want to find out how we can make a impact or a bigger impact. We're all definitely interested in following our passion, and we all want a rewarding, we want to be feel like we're rewarded for what it is that we're doing. And so with this information, don't just sit on it. Please share it. Now the question is, what do you want to do next? Okay, you heard this information. You heard, it's like, again, we use the example of it being Bazi, being like an x-ray, like going to the doctor, getting an x-ray, them looking beneath the surface and seeing what is actually going on. Okay, well, if you haven't had a chart done and you want to know what's going on, before this show is over, we're going to give you information on how you can get your Bazi chart done. What's the first thing you need to do to make that happen? And then after that, what do you do next? Okay, once you get your chart done, Brother Sanupara mentioned certain systems that are available that can help you to actually manipulate the energy where it needs to be manipulated. Okay, so Brother Sanupara, if you can tell them, for example, somebody's out there, I'm hearing this information, I'm loving this information, sounds like I want to learn more about this information, I want to get my chart done. Brother Sanupara, how can they get in contact with you if somebody out there wants to get their chart done?
Well, we have a website that we can take orders globally to help people to, you know, be introduced to the Bazi system, right? Because you have two kinds of people that want to benefit from the system. On one hand, if you know, everyone should get their Bazi chart. And if you go to www.tauinetwork.com, that is TAUINetwork.com, www.tauinetwork.com, if you click on the services link, we offer a Bazi chart. We offer many canned reports, like our success strategies report, for example, that give you insight that you can take advantage of right away. We have several books on Bazi written by Dr. Amin that introduce you to the fundamental concepts of Bazi. So some people want to start to get their feet wet and learn about the fundamentals of this great system, and we have books that do that. We offer consultation services where you can get a consultation on your career, consultation on parenting, on understanding how your personality is configured to improve your performance in life. Maybe you want to learn some success strategies for a business or a career or even your relationship strategies. We have different kinds of consultations that we offer, and you can either learn about those consultations on our website, www.tauinetwork.com, or by sending me an email to sanupara@gmail.com. That's S as in Sam, A-N as in Nancy, U-P-E-R-A. And I'm just sending people to my email so that I can help guide them the best way to a resource that they're looking for. But, you know, those tools, and later on this year, we're going to have mobile apps used by those people that either need to be introduced to it or just want to benefit from it without necessarily learning it. And that's very important because not all of us are electricians, but we all know how to benefit from electricity. right? We know how to use the light switch. And sometimes you just want tools that are like, what is the Bosley light switch? I don't need to learn it. I just need to benefit from it and add it to my life, right? But then there's some of us that are in a profession where adding Bosley to our tool belt box will enhance our careers. If I have a career in health or in teaching or psychology or fitness training or anything that has to do with professional enhancement or management or executive, you know, leadership, right? I'm working with people. I'm mobilizing people. I'm a community, you know, grassroots worker, or I'm a politician. I have to work with lots of different people. Then Bosley can enhance your career, not just working as an astrologer or counselor, but actually to enhance the skills that you use in your profession. We have classes that we can, that we have produced to help you. We actually just put together our Bosley certification program and coursework that you could take online at your own pace with instructors and course mentors helping to guide you along the way. It's phenomenal, it's professional, and you can get access to the information for those courses at that same website, www.TaoWeNetwork.com, and then you would get information about our certification and expert level courses to learn this system on a more intimate level. It's something that we encourage everybody to take a look at. So those are the two things that I would suggest. If you want to learn what's behind the switch, definitely take one of our courses. We have a unique approach that integrates our 40 plus years of really servicing a global community with the sincere interest of just bettering each and every person that we come across. That same love, passion has been put into this course. And we're taking the experience that we've garnered over 20, 30, 40 years of working critically in the community and applying it to this great science with the help of our ancestors. I think everyone should take a look at that program. Again, www.TaoWeNetwork.com. Click on the courses link and you'll see a window into our coursework. I'm preparing something for people to look at specifically to that course that they can go to the www.TaoWeNetwork.com/get-certified, but I haven't uploaded it. I'll upload that in the next 2 days or so, but that will give people specific information. So again, the www.TaoWeNetwork.com is the website. SanuParah@gmail.com is my email for further questions, comments, or guidance in how to get exposed to Bosley, or you can go to www.TaoWeNetwork.com/get-certified for information specifically about our expert level courses.
You know, brother, we've got a couple of minutes left, and I don't know if I got enough time to squeeze this last question in, but I know somebody's out there wondering about Bosley as it relates to the oracles and, you know, how they, you know, coexist, you know, together, and the role and function of one versus the role and function of another. If you know, if you can kind of in a couple of minutes, you know, maybe 3 or 4 minutes, you know, share, if it's not too in-depth a question to ask, because some people might say, well, you know, I know about the oracles and their role, but now how does Bosley not just coexist, but, you know, how could I use the oracles in conjunction with Bosley as it relates
to
that?
That question is way too pregnant to do justice with 3 to 4 minutes. As a matter of fact, we have a whole show that we can do to just answering that one question. But, you know, Bosley, again, is a tool that gives us visibility and insight into how our life force is configured. Whereas there are oracle systems that divine to give us insight from a different perspective into our life force. If anyone has been exposed to the I Ching Oracle, for example, that I Ching Oracle is divining on the same expression of energy that you'll see when you look at your Bosley chart. So in some cases, but with further expert study, you'll find out that these systems were designed to be used together. So ultimately, you know, the great work that we're embarking on is reintegration. I would just say that, you know, many of the systems that you see presented today that seem like separate systems are really part of one massive, sophisticated devastatingly powerful system,
mm-hmm.
where our oracle systems, our Bazi, our medicinal systems, our systems of education, all of these really need to be reintegrated into one phenomenal system. And I know there are many of us who from different angles have taken on the mission of reintegrating these systems that seem like separate, disparate systems, so they can really nourish and begin to talk once more again and to nourish each and every man, woman, and child so that we can live better lives. So I would say respectfully, just to do honor and justice to that question, we might need to devote a whole hour to answering it.
I understand completely, my brother. Well, you did touch upon it, and I want to thank you for not just that response, but the whole show. It's been very, very powerful, and I want all of the listeners to know that Brother Sanu Perah is a regular guest on Jawanza for Life. He comes on every third Tuesday, except in the event that there are 5 Tuesdays in a month, in which case he comes on every, that will be the 4th Tuesday in that exception. Okay, again, so that's every third Tuesday of the month, unless there are 5 Tuesdays in the month, in which case he will come on the 4th Tuesday of that particular month. Brother Sanu Perah, awesome, awesome show, my brother. Again, thank you for breaking down this phenomenal system. I'm using your word now. It's a phenomenal system, and for us to have access to this information is very, very powerful and very, very necessary. I want to say thank you to Shechem Shechem Ra'on Nefa Amen for all of the work that he has done and the labor and, you know, all of the information that he's made available to us through books, through lectures, to all of the Orawas, the Orawats, the Shechems and Shechems, for all of the teaching that they've done, to all of the members of the Asarset Society for sharing this link. If you know somebody that you know was not on this call, then please share the link with them. And again, as I mentioned, Sanu Perah is a regular on Jawanza for Life. He comes on every third Tuesday. We've got archives. Please go back and check out the prior shows. The last show we did was on Bazi and relationships. How can Bazi find my soulmate? Did you miss that show? Well, you need to go hear that. That is a very, very powerful show. We've got other shows with my special guest, Brother Sanu Perah. You don't want to miss a show, okay? We just did a show with Brother Orwa, Hey, He Met Taran Comet. He just wound up a series on the 11 Laws of God. We just did the Law of Geb, and that was on last Thursday. So please go back and check that out as well. Brother Sanu Perah, we've got a couple minutes left. Any final words for our listeners?
First of all, thank you so much for giving us an audience to discuss these phenomenal concepts. Thank you for your great work that you and your wife, Chef Sakuya Nater, are doing. Am I saying that correct, my sister?
Sakuya Chef Nater, yes,
that's correct. All right, sorry about that, but I appreciate you sincerely. Thank you for doing this great work, and as you lift us up, you know, we definitely look to lift you up, and I appreciate your audience and keeping this great interest going. You know, we are about the business of improving the lives of each and every one of us, and by sharing and working together to learn and reintroduce ourselves to these great systems, we can bring ourselves closer to God and bring ourselves closer to maximizing our full potential. Tuanate, as we say, thank God.
Tuanate, my brother. Tua, I thank you. And I'll be talking to you. And again, for all of the listeners, share this link. I know that you enjoyed this information as much as I did. And again, I stress it. There are a lot of people out there that you know that needed to hear this information as much as you needed to hear it. Again, you didn't come to this information by accident. And so, please, you enjoyed the meal. You know somebody else that would. Share that information with them. Brother Sanu Perah, again, awesome, awesome, awesome. Everybody, I know you're looking forward to the next show as much as I am. So stay tuned. I'll be announcing when he'll be back on. And, well, you know when he'll be back on. Write it down on your calendar. Every third Tuesday. Next month, though, he's going to be the fourth Tuesday because there are 5 Tuesdays in that month. So mark your calendar, stick it on the refrigerator somewhere where you can't miss it. And I'll be letting you know through the other various shows what the topic will be. And you can make sure that you tune in for that. Brother Sanu Perah, again, brother, I say, Tua, Tua'u. In the meantime, everybody, again, thank you so much, my brother.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. Everybody, again, that Is, that was, he's still here. That is Sanu Parah Chaperon. Awesome interview talking about Bazi astrology, Bazi and careers. How can Bazi help me find my calling? Well, you know you got the tools. Now you know how you can get started. Give that brother a contact. Get in contact with him and start the process. Get that chart done. That's the first thing. Okay? Get your chart done and then you're on the road towards finding out what your calling is and how you can use Bazi to enhance your life. Thank you so much for your time, everybody. I certainly appreciate it. To everybody that's tuned in, Tuau, my name is Juwanza.
And this is Queer Chef Natea.
Peace and blessings, everybody.
Peace.